You go so many times.
Did you keep, you said that you have hours from 8 to 5. Did you have the same hours from the children growing up too?
No. In those days, I got up at 5 and I opened the business 6 and I worked till 6. And no holidays, no day off, nothing. I did that till my children finished college. And after they finished college, then I slowed down. And now I do, I really do about 4 days work now. Saturdays I do emergency, Sundays I close. So I really slow down a lot.
When did you start joining more social activities?
Well, after my children had graduated college and started the family and had the business home, and then that they didn't really need much of our help, just a little moral support, then I started to join some functions. And although some I have joined, but I had to drop out because it took too much of my time in the evening, because evening is a time that only time I really get time to do things for myself. You know, even my books, because I do my own books and things, I had to do in the evening, because daytime, I like to be quiet when I do things. I don't want no telephone ringing or anything, because I can concentrate better. So they said, well, we'll just make it this way. And they try to help me, but I don't feel comfortable. So some social activities that you had to go to conventions or seminars for 4 or 5 days, I'd have to get away from my practice, so I had to drop them. Mm-hmm. I don't mind going a day or two, but you go to another state, or you go away across the country to Philadelphia or Chicago, that takes time. I don't mind just going, but it, you have to be gone so far from your patients. And since this is my bread and butter, I just...
What do you enjoy doing aside from your work?
I really don't have much, I like sports and things, but I'm really not into it now.
Did you participate in sports any time?
After I was married? Mm-hmm. No. No, didn't have time. My husband likes sports, and so he was a high school trainer. Until recent years, that's he did all the training, and so the boys would come and get on my table. I'd work them over and things like that. So, main thing to me now, and I don't know what my husband thinks, but as long as my children are happy and they don't have any problems, I'm the happiest there. I don't think I have to have anything really act to myself. Although I belong to different clubs and organizations, and we have what they call Tumalo Island Club. There's, I guess between 500 to 1,000 of us still. But once a year we have a picnic. We have a New Year party. And we as a whole get together we make the flyers and things. Well, I go to Monterey Park and do that sometime. I go to Montebello in the evening, and we maybe lick about 500, 700 stamps and do our typing and do things like that. And we have some Japanese, we're Wakayama, so the league baseball comes, or the University of Wakayama comes. We put on... supper, or we go and feed them on the ballparks, and I enjoy things like that, helping people.
I forgot to ask you earlier, but you've been in Elsinore quite some time.
40 years.
And how has the town changed since that?
Well, this used to be the end of the town. Mm-hmm. There was nobody except myself and then the barracks back there. These houses back there are still there, but they've changed a lot. And this used to be in the town across the street from me, this big Alamo Market. Used to be a little hotel there, and that's all changed. So more or less, it's coming this way toward the freeway. And our population, when my children went to school, we had about, you see this, for an acre is 100 student. That's the law. We had about, between the high school and the elementary school, we had only about 700 students. And my children graduated, there were about 70 student graduating. We have over a couple hundred graduating now. We have new high school and... Oh, it's grown. The last 3-4 years, Elsinore has grown. In fact, some people come and they says, I can't believe it. Yeah. Well, we struggle, but we're still here. Now we have these Rotary boys come in, like now, and like my husband says, they didn't ask you that you can put them up, did they? I says, no. Are you going to help them put them up? I says, it's your club. I guess I will. I think these boys are about my son's ages, so they feel real free to talk to us. Last night we didn't get to bed till about 1 o'clock. He's going to do their laundry.
Okay. This is probably pretty much the end, but I wonder what kind of expectations you have from now in terms of getting old.
Well, I expect my son, he liked to go about 3 more years to school so he'd get his nutrition and he'd get a license in that field. And... maybe by that time, you know, he's 34 now. So it'd be close to 40. Maybe he might come and take over if it does. Well, my husband has talked to him about it, that although we have 4 children, if he's interested in our field and wants to carry on, that I don't mind him taking over. And but I'm going to work and do part-time and assist him morally and... because he confines in me a lot of things. So if we can work together, I'm going to stay at it as long as I can. But like I told him, I said, when Mama decides to do something, I'll let you know I'm going to take a day off. My husband does what he wants to now. He goes, he's a mason, so they have twice a month, they have a Masonic breakfast, and they have, they help with their crippled children, you know, they have the hospital, and they have to raise money and things. So he works on that. And I think it's this week or next week, we have what they call Ladies Night in the Rotary, and it's going to be 25 years for our Rotary. And my husband didn't join. He was not, they think he's a charter member, but I said, no, he's not a charter member because at that time they were chartering, we were not able to afford to join, and so we didn't join. I said, oh, are you good as charter member? So we was looking up the records, and he's been, the club told me that he's been there 23 years with the club, and he has never missed a day. Perfect attendance. So I said, well, that's good. He likes sports. Sometimes they ask me to go to the Dodger Stadium. I go along, and I said, I like to know the players so I can root for them. And he says, I don't know these players. Yeah. Well, whatever happens to be that day and it comes, I enjoy it. I'm not particular what I have to do.